when the pastor doesn't know how it goes for sure. Please be seated. Randy and Marcia, would you come up and light the Advent wreath for us? We have a candle lighter right up here. Except it would help to have the candle lit, wouldn't it? Where are my acolytes this morning, I wonder? Yes, please. Sorry about that, guys. Who's reading? You want to?
On the second day of Advent, we light the Bethlehem candle. We light this candle as a symbol of proclamation. May the word sent from God through the prophets lead us to the way of salvation. O come, Emmanuel.
In Luke 2, verses 4 through 7, it says, Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Shalom is a way of saying hello and goodbye in the Hebrew language. It means peace. To the prophets and to Jesus, shalom also meant justice, righteousness, freedom, and everything that would bring final harmony among all human beings, all living creatures, and God. Shalom is the ultimate salvation for God's creation. Is this an impossible dream? Not if we believe that the Word is the full creative energy of God at work in the world.
Let us pray. Dear God, as we try to get our own lives together, help us glimpse the master pattern of harmony that you intend for your creation. Shalom, God. This is our greeting and this is our prayer. Amen.
This one too.
Thank you guys very much. Let us turn and sing stanza 2 of O Come Emmanuel on page 211. We will progress through this song as Advent progresses, and so that's why we're singing stanza 2.